This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives on Monday formally delivered an article of impeachment to the Senate. It charges former President Donald Trump with inciting the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. The Senate trial of the former president, who was impeached for a second time in 4 years on January 13th, is to begin the week of February the 8th. Democrats and Republicans agreed to delay the start of the trial for 2 weeks to allow Trump to prepare his defense against the charge of incitement of insurrection and for the Senate to confirm President Joe Biden's cabinet appointees. If Trump is convicted, the Senate could bar him from holding office again. That's a move that would prevent him from running for president in 2024. Pentagon officials say thousands of U.S. National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. for the presidential inauguration will remain in place through mid-March due to ongoing threats. The officials did not offer specific information on the threats, saying the information came from the FBI, but Washington remains concerned about more possible violence after the January 6th attack on Congress and ahead of the impeachment trial of Trump beginning the week of February the 8th. Acting Army Secretary John Whitley said they had been briefed on possible risks with several upcoming events in Washington over the coming several weeks. The attack on the U.S. Capitol left 5 people dead. It has been labeled an insurrection. It led the Army to increase the number of National Guard troops deployed in Washington from a few hundred to 25,000 for the January 20th inauguration. About 7,000 are expected to stay through the end of January, and then the number will fall slowly to about 5,000 by mid-March. You can track this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Monday froze U.S. sanctions on dealing with Yemen's Houthi rebels for 1 month. The delay makes time for the administration to review a terrorist designation that aid groups warn will aggravate a humanitarian crisis. The move comes after Antony Blinken, Biden's choice for Secretary of State, said that the United States would quickly review the designation of the Houthis as a terrorist group and end military support to Saudi Arabia's bloody offensive in Yemen. Former President Donald Trump's administration, closely allied with the Saudis and vociferously opposed to Iran, declared the Tehran-aligned group to be terrorists in a determination that took effect on January 19th. That's 1 day before Biden was inaugurated. Tens of thousands of people have died and millions displaced in Yemen's 6-year civil war as the Saudis fight to dislodge the Houthis and prop up a fledgling internationally recognized government. Police in the Netherlands arrested at least 70 people after rioting broke out for a third night on Monday after weekend protests that were initially linked to dissent over a government decision to implement a nighttime curfew. Water cannon were used against looters in Rotterdam, and tear gas was used to disperse crowds in Harlem. The Dutch prime minister had earlier on Monday condemned the riots over the weekend, in which anti-lockdown demonstrators attacked police and set fires. The curfew is the first in the country since World War II. It was imposed after the National Institute for Health warned a new wave of infections is on its way due to the British variant of COVID-19. There have been 13,579 deaths in the Netherlands from COVID-19 and 952,000 infections to date. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday he believes the United States will have made significant progress toward achieving herd immunity to the coronavirus by summer, about 5 months from now. In comments to reporters on Monday, Biden repeated his goal to have 100 million vaccinations administered within the first 100 days of his presidency. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Monday for massive and speedy COVID-19 vaccination campaigns in both developed and developing countries. He urged rich nations to make their excess doses available to poorer ones. Guterres made his comments in a virtual presentation at the World Economic Forum, which is being held online this year. He cautioned that if the virus mutates, it could become resistant to the newly developed vaccines, and he said vaccine production needs to be significantly increased. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.